locked into Interconnected Voices.
Interconnected Voices.
Okay, let's go.
I decided to do a master's in public health. I actually had no black tutors or lecturers apart from one guest lecturer. So it was actually very interesting learning about black women's health and learning about international health from just white people. I just thought that was very interesting. I think a lot of the things that we were discussing, such as like programs and intervention plans, you have to really take into account the culture, the religion of the area you're focusing on in order to make sure that these interventions work. Like, make sure that there are key stakeholders and key leaders in communities. You kind of have to seek permission for and ask for their help in order to develop these plans, otherwise it won't work. So it was very interesting learning about how to do that from white people. So for example, there was an example of this intervention for breastfeeding in South Africa, and they put in the intervention and they put in the plan, but they didn't take into account, for example, the water issues in the country. So a lot of the water was like infected, which meant a lot of the babies that were getting the formula were actually dying. If you're culturally aware and you know what it's like in those countries, and you know what the water systems are like, the diseases that are prevalent in those countries, you would kind of take into account, okay, so this is a potential barrier. What are we going to do to ensure that the water that they're using is not contaminated before you put in the intervention? Loads of babies died because of that lack of awareness. I think that if you're going to speak about global health and international health policy, especially in developing countries, it would be, I think, apt to make sure that the guest lecturers are from those countries, or because then what are we really talking about? Do you know what I mean? You're just talking about what you've read. I can read the same thing. It's different when you're talking about real life experiences from real life public health consultants that are working in these fields and that are from these countries. People don't do research on black women. They don't do research on black immigrant women. They don't do research on black refugee women. That's what I did my thesis on. It's so difficult to do research on black women because no one cares to do it. If you take black women seriously in the first place, a lot of the things that we go through, we would not have to go through deaths. We would not have to go through complications after birth.
Black women in the UK are 5 times more likely during pregnancy, birth, or postnatally to die than their white counterparts.
There must be something going on to cause the deaths to rise from 3 times more likely in the previous triennial to 5 times more likely. But there are issues that need refining, and I think what is lacking is insightful perspective of the black community.
I also don't see a lot of black women in managerial roles in healthcare. It's very, very difficult. It's so sad. It's hard because you want to get there, but you just think that it's impossible because you can't see yourself in those positions. I think some days I just think, what's the point? I'm going to be honest. Some days I think, I'm not going to get there because these people don't want me to get there, so what's the point? And other days I think that I need to get there in order for me to be the representation that I craved so much when I was younger. At the same time, that is me allowing myself to be open to a lot of negative stereotypes, a lot of obstacles, a lot of stumbling blocks. I'm kind of opening myself to a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of trauma. So I guess I have to ask myself, am I willing to open myself up to that in order to get to where I want to be, not only for me, but for other women around me? Or is it just a little bit more safer for my mental health to just kind of stay where I am? And I think that actually that is a valid question for a lot of Black women. I think you do have to make that choice between, do I choose peace of mind or chaos and trauma? And how is that going to affect my career? I think a lot of Black women ask themselves that question all the time.